The project's price tag comes to around $160,000. Dennis Anderson, a fisheries biologist with the Army Corps, says they'll begin removing small trees and shrubs along the river shoreline near Buffalo City, Wisconsin. This will give turtles better access to their nesting sites and also create what he calls loafing structures.
What does that mean, loafing structures?
Well, you know, if you've ever been out, you see all these turtles hopping off logs as you're going by in the water. And so what they do is they sit on these logs and branches, resting out in the sun and that kind of thing. So it's an important feature for them to be able to get out the water and warm up and just kind of hang out.
While turtles will be basking in the warmth of the summer sun, the Corps will also be dredging backwaters there to improve the winter homes of fish, says Mary Stefanski. She's with the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge.
They'll go down and dredge channels that are about 4 to 6 feet deep, and that's really all that the fish need to be able to get into a little bit deeper water, and that's where they'll go and spend the winter then.
The Corps' Anderson says fish don't have much energy during the winter months, so they look for some place deep and warm away from the river current. He says without a place to winter, the fish can become very inactive and die out. Anderson and Stefanski say the work being done is one more step toward restoring the natural ecology of the river following years of erosion and runoff. The project begins in mid-June and will wrap up early this fall. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.